So we are up to Posuk. We are up to Posuk Tes in Perek Vov. Achasi Yoinosi Samosi. Let's see what the context was. Previous Posuk was. That's right. Okay. It talks about Avraham Avinu that stood against the whole world. Okay. And they were divided up into many descendants. Fine. Achas hi yoinosi. But my dove, samosi, my tam, perfect one. Achasi, she's alone. She's translates it. She's unique. Achasi leima, she is one and only to her mother. Borhi leiladito, she is pure to the one who gave birth to her. Ruav anois ashruha, daughters saw her and they laasher is to validate her, right? They say, ooh, she's great. Belocha sufi lagshim halua, queens I guess and pilagshim. Comparison there is we halua they praised her. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Achasi yonosi. Oh, perfect timing. Achasi yonosi. Umikulam achasi hanifcheres li leyoinosamo. In other words, the previous psukim discussed that Hashem has meant much in His creation. He created many vov tes. He created many nations, and Avraham Avinu and the early generations have many descendants. But then there's one unique, special one. Achasi Yonosi Samosi, she is the unique one, my compared to a dove. She's perfect, Tam. She's the only one, the unique one to her mother, the only one to her, the pure one to the one who gave birth to her. Daughters saw her, and they validated her, queens and pilagshim, and they praised her. Let's see Rashi. Umikulam achasi anivcheres li leyoino sama. And from all the nations that are all part of my creations, there's one that I've chosen to me to be like a perfect dove. Shehi tmimo leiv im ben zuga. She is wholehearted with her mate. In other words, that Hashem has chosen a Klal Yisroel who has the capability, maybe she still is, even despite the Golus, but that she's completely and totally dedicated to Him with nothing else. In other words, everybody else has other agendas. Klal Yisroel has one agenda, that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikulim nechaliyona samo, she tmimas lev, it's perfect of heart, im ben zuga, that the relationship is total, complete. She's not thinking about anyone else. She's not doing any avodah zarah on the side. She's not, she has no other interests. She's not having an affair with anybody in any other way. She's, I guess, a yona. A yona is very known to have, like some animals are just tefka, because yonas are ben zuga and they stick together, I guess. I mean, there's other references to that, shirin too. Achasi lehimo, leknesiosa. Knesiosa means her gathering. Basic kness is a place where people konsim, where they gather. So harbe machloikes bebote midroshis. Yeah, there are many machloikes in these bote knesses, in these bote midroshis. They argue and learning all the time. I don't think they're talking about the other machlokes and that go on. I assume it's the harbi machlokes, but in Rosh, kulam libam lehovin teira al mechoino alamitosa. And all of them are, their hearts are to understand the Torah according to its basis and according to its true understanding. That's very interesting. In other words, achas hi leimo. She is one to her mother. What does that mean? Leknisoso. What does that mean? Leknesiosa. I don't know what that means. She's one le kinesiosa.
What does kinesiosa mean? You're entering?
That's what I thought. Look what he says, good. He says, I thought that imo, sometimes imo and umo are interchangeable. Imi ula umi, there's a Rashi that we had before in Shirashirim, which also refers to mother, and it refers to the Klal Yisrael. They bring a pasuk from the Novi, so that's what it means. No, it's achas ila imo, means the kinesiosa, the umo. That's what he says. The word imo is understood to mean umo, the nation. She is she is unique as a nation, I guess. She's unique to her own people. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. But we're talking about the umma of Klal Yisrael. How are they unique? They're fighting many battles. Maybe that's the pshat. They're fighting many battles, but all of them are just to understand the truth. So that means they're part of. In other words, normally if there's battles being fought, a battle causes a civil war. A battle causes a rupturing of a nation. A battle causes a split. But here, it's battles. But it's battles just to reach the truth. So they remain one. They remain one nation. Klal Yisrael battles. Everybody likes to fight. Klal Yisrael does their share of fighting too. But the fight is a different fight. The fight is a fight to understand.
That's like betchilahim oyevin v'sofim ohavim.
That's right. The same idea. That's the lchamta shel Torah. They start out as enemies, and they end up
as lovers.
But this says something very. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu praising Klal Yisrael. So the praises that he praises them is that when they argue, they're looking for the emes. Sometimes we find, some people find it very offensive too, that a lot of people argue in learning, but they're really just arguing to be right. The emes is irrelevant. I have to win the argument. It's my kiddush, it's my svora, it's my kasha, it's my teretz. I used to have a chavrus, anytime I hear the chavrus, it's mine, yours, it's mine. And this is so beautiful because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this and says, "Achas Yoyosi." He says, "She's Tmimas Lev in Ben Zuga." What does that mean? What is a Tmimas Lev? The Tmimas Lev is, I guess that goes a little step deeper. The Tmimas Lev is, I'm fighting. And I'm fighting you, and we're having an argument. So then, naturally, there's a certain amount of ego involved. But this is still, to me, my slave with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But is it saying...
What?
Is it really true that Kulam Zilibam Lahavin Torah Al-Mukhaneb al
So that's a second. Let's discuss that in a moment. That was bothering me, too. But let's think about that for a moment. But basically, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. He says, you know, this Imo is, she's chosen to me. She's Tmimas Slave with me in Ben Zuga, right? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael says, what's the Tmimas Slave? Klal Yisrael has such a Tmimas Slave with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even when they're engaged in battle, which can become personal, they're only looking to connect with Hashem. They're only looking to find the truth. They're only looking, Lahamid Toira Al Machoin of Alamitosa. So that's a great level of tumors. And even when your own ego is involved, machlik is your own ego. I have my opinion, you have your opinion, you're arguing sometimes, the argument gets heated. But all we're really interested in is that the truth, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very beautiful thing. And Klal Yisrael, that's really what they care about. So we're so loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even when we get in situations which could be personally ego involved, our concern is only just to connect and reconnect and be connected.
And also, what does it mean? So it means like echas hi le'ima, like one, they're all one to the nation, like meaning like they all have one.
Achasi, yeah. It says achasi yonosi, achasi. This is like the uniqueness of so Klal Yisrael. Like, the nation, in other words, I don't know, I mean, exactly.
Mm.
Hila Ima the Knesi also. So, how does that fit? She is Achasile Knesios. Achasile Ima. She is one. I take it back and strike what we said from the beginning. You're right. If Achasile Ima, Achasile Yoinosi means that she is. To me, my slave in Benzuga, then Achasile Imo Liknesiosa means she's to me my slave with the Klal Yisrael. Which means that Klal Yisrael, even though they fight, but in reality, all they're interested in is truth. Now I can answer your question.
How?
Wow, you're Machaven. I was waiting for it. Okay.
Wait, what was the question?
Is this really going on today? Because we have a general principle that we've applied here that Shlema HaMelech, Rashi says, was misnabe to what's going to happen in the Golos. So everything that we've been learning here, we say, is taking place in the Golos. Maybe there's exceptions.
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know how people worked back then. It could be also back then people were like they had other motivations.
Wait. Let me present. But that's the assumption. The assumption is that this has to be relevant to Rav Minyan or Binyan of Klal Yisrael. This is talking about the Klal Yisrael. It may be exceptions. They're perverted people. But basically, this has to be to the rank and file. This is the thing. So you're all saying, is this what Klal Yisrael looks like today? That they sit in the base midrash when they have machlekes and all they're interested. You hear? Kulam liboy. Harbi machlekes mabot in midrashes. Here, listen to this. And kulam libam lohavin ter al mechoyin al amitosa. Sure, tell me another one. That's all they're interested in. I'm interested in saying a good shir. I'm interested in looking good. I'm interested in winning an argument. I'm interested in... Do you ever notice what... The biggest machlokes. The worst machlokes. You know what the worst machlokes is? The machlokes of Shem Shemayim. I don't mean really.
It's the biggest, you said?
When you'll have the worst negiah in Israel, used to say, is a fruma negiah.
Oh, right.
When I have a religious negiah coming in the name of religion. I mean, even in the belt, more people were killed in the name of religion than anything else in all of history. You know, it's religion. I'm coming in the name of God. Because it means so much to me. So maybe the pshat is like this, that kulam is lohovin teira al-machir al-mitoso. The pshat is like this. Deep down, the Jew wants to connect with the Torah. He wants to connect with the truth. He doesn't always know who. He doesn't always know where. Even when he's stuck with it, he knows it's in the Beis Medrash, we know it's in the Beis Medrash, the nice other things get involved. So, Mimela, when I'm having a fight with you, it becomes an ego, you know, a battle of the egos, right? I want to win because I want to win. You want to win because you want to win. But what's fueling the strength and the almost the animosity that it could become of that machlekes is the fact that deep down we really want truth, we crave truth, and we may be misguided, and we may be confused because of our own negiyos, but ultimately that's what energy wants. We want out of life. We want out of life to feel good, about ourselves, to be happy. We want happiness. Happiness lies in truth. Kazanish says that is aimful exit. There's not an element of sadness in the life of a person who once tasted the taste of truth. One taste of truth can dispel. One taste of truth can dispel all the sadness. That's what he says. All right. So Chazanish said, I don't know. It's not Rishon, but it's What?
You should be more sad, if anything.
Why?
You taste the truth.
No. But
if you all, all you did was taste it.
No, but that taste is so sweet, it lingers forevermore. It lingers forevermore. What is that?
He said it's like heroin. Huh? He said, are we talking about heroin?
Heroin doesn't last forever.
Sounds like a good steak dinner.
And what about a wine with it?
Sure.
Absolutely. Okay. All that stuff is
still lingering.
Cheap, poor, and ineffective substitutes. But anyway, be that as it may. So I think maybe that's the challenge that the Jew, when he fights, look what he's. I mean, look at this. He's sitting in the Beis Medrash and he's fighting. He could be sitting in the university and fighting in the grades. He could be out working and fighting for money. So really, there's that underlying search for truth. The only thing is, the underlying search for truth gets clouded with personal ideas, with COVID, with gaiva, with ego, with all this kind of stuff. But that's if we go with a hanocha, that what Rashi tells us, that Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, that the golos applies. This is a mismanage. I'm not sure where we were until now was a mismanage, but this is, you gotta call this thing, I admit, this is a mismanage, you know what I mean? A mismanage, yeah. That means that this is what's going on. So it's going on, eye on the surface, it doesn't appear that way. This is because the surface, it's marred by personal things, by pettiness, by negias, by all this stuff. But deep down, we really want the truth. It's almost as if I would say like this. I want to win. But what do I want to win? I want to win that what I say is true. I don't want to win the battle with something false. Let's say that I won the battle, and you admitted to me, and I know what I say is false. I fooled you. I don't feel good. I only feel good when I win, and it's been established, and I'm aware, and others too, that it's true. And I feel good. So there is that craving for truth. Now, you'll say either people that don't sit in this marriage. Okay? So they don't even know, but it's there deep down too. Why is it the Jew gets involved in all the betterment of society and the Jewish, they say, in the secular Jewish world, they say the percentage of tzedakah that's given amongst Jews is far greater than amongst the goyim. It's mind-boggling. Numbers, because that's what we want good, we want true, we want to do, we want to do for the world, we want, the Jew has that thing inside. He doesn't know that there's a mismanage, he doesn't even know where to find it, he doesn't know where to look, but the craving is there. But in the mismanage, that's what Jesus says, so that's the case.
But that's not by a non-Jew, like the
what?
Craving good?
What's that?
It's not by a non-Jew?
Not the same. A non-Jew appreciates it, he doesn't have that same. He's not the size of a Ben Avraham Avinu, it's Rahmonim, Baishonim, Goyim, Lechasodim. A non-Jew doesn't necessarily have as much as that. He does have, I mentioned yesterday, he does have an appreciation for Chesed. He does have an appreciation for it because that's what the Sepulchre says, that Hashem did the Makis to Paroi, that he should see Hashem's greatness and Hashem's Chesed. The Tuvoi in one place says Chesed, the Tuvoi. Maybe he'll do tshuva. So it means he has an affinity for it. And the chesed was not being done to him. The chesed was being done to the Jews. And that's the same thing I pointed out. Rashi says, Hallo es Hashem kol goyim, shabachu kol umim, ki gavar oleinu chasto. So Rashi says, Avo pishu gavar oleinu chasto. Goyim, Hallo es Hashem. A goy can appreciate the chesed that's even being done to his enemy. Because the Tzelem Elikim has an appreciation. It's not the same. It's a simen, rachmonim, vashonim, goyim, chasidim. Those are in the genes of the Jew. The goy has a certain level of appreciation, but genetically, I guess from Avraham Avinu was passed on, like you reach the epitome of human chesed. It's passed on to future generations. And that's the, okay. Anyway, so that's what it is. So harbe machlekes bebotim drashos kulam. Kulam libam lehovim toira. That's deep down what everybody wants. Borehi lo yeladito. She is pure to the one who gave birth to her. Well, I guess, no. Yeah, well, when there's not machlekes, it's easier to see that that's what it was. I'm sitting and learning. What am I doing? I'm trying to figure out the truth. But when I argue...
The
cooling
is going on. The
cloak is
not
a cloistrum. No. Harbe machlekes, but what they were. Kulam. Okay. Oh yeah, the machlekes. Yeah, all of them is libam. Good, but when it's not machlekes, it's certainly libam. Machlekes. It's chiddush is that even though it's machlekes, still they're looking for truth. Because machlekes, I'm looking right now. I'm looking to be right. You said something. I'm looking to be right.
That concept that everyone is looking for the truth. It's not necessarily saying. It's just saying.
If by machlekes everyone's looking for the machlekes is the least likely to look for the truth because I'm arguing. I want to win the argument. But I'm learning on my own. Of course, I'm looking for the truth. I'm not sitting here, so I should go watch movies instead. This is certainly the pursuit of truth. That's what I would say. I don't know. Let's see. Bar Hillel, the Yaakov ro oisa mito shleima b'loy psul. Ve'hoido ve'kenes lamokim shenema v'ishtach Yisrael roish hamito. Borahi le'yoladito. Yaakov saw that his progeny was perfect without any disqualification. So that's what it means. Achasi le'yoladito. In other words, referring to Yaakov Avinu. And those that preceded us, the others, Yaakov Avinu, saw his descendants. Mito Shlema means that all the future generations would be Shlema, that they would be good, they would be below Psul, there'd be no Psul in his descendants. And he thanked Hashem because it says, what do you say about that? No Psul. That's what Yaakov saw. So what, he fooled him?
Maybe he was talking about just like his children.
So then it's not Bor Hillel, I'm just not looking at us now. Achas is Hashem is talking about the Klal Yisrael, the Golos. According to Rashi, it's just a historical interlude from the past that doesn't make any sense. I see with the Shleim of Leipzig. If Chazal say the Klal Yisroel in the Golas has no psul, now what do you know?
Ain't no psul.
Oh, they have no psul. Ah, you think you see psul? That's seeing clearly. You have to look through it and see. There's no psul. They may be victims of circumstances. They may be ignorant and uneducated. The inside, you know, okay, yeah. The outside. But the inside, this goes very well with the medrash that I once spoke at one of the dinners. I think it was in Tetzaveh. Chalos was compared to an olive.
Oh, yeah.
Olive has the most precious oil. It's the hardest to get out. So Klal Yisrael to inside is godless, but it's difficult to access. They have to go through all kinds of yisurim sometimes just to bring it out. So I pointed out, I said, if Klal Yisrael is compared to olive, the oil in the olive is not created through the squeezing, it's just access to the squeezing. That means the godless of the Jew is not created through the yisurim. It's there inside, it just has to be brought out. So Chaim Kamen, Reuven Kamen's older brother, was impressed with that thing, that drosha. He painted a picture, which I just saw in my office, a portrait of a guy with a talus over his eyes, black beard at the time, squeezing oil out of an olive.
Is it you in the picture?
Of course.
Of course.
It was me. What?
Update the picture.
Why the talus over your eyes? Because you don't know. Why the talus over your eyes?
You don't know.
I don't remember the answer.
No. So someone walked in and I hung it up in the office. It's actually a very big one. They made me a smaller one now because the office was too small for them. It used to be bigger. It had this big portrait there. So they made a smaller one. So someone walked in and says, how come the talus is over your eyes? So I don't know what he had in mind, but I said like this. Sometimes, if you look at the outside, you'll never conceive the inner beauty. You gotta close your eyes, cover them with a talus so you can't possibly peek, and just squeeze. That's what the Klalos is. There's no psul. That's what Rashi says. Yaakov ro'isa mito shleimo. Boro Hila Elan, the Kali Israel is pure. The Hoyda Vikiles Lamokum Shema Ishtan Israel Resha Mita. Yaakov Avinu saw the truth. Yaakov Avinu saw the future. Yaakov Avinu saw that Kali Israel, that Godless exists within each member of Kali Israel. There's no inner psul. Even if on the outside it looks funny, it looks bad, it looks, ominous, it looks condemning, it looks threatening. It's nothing. Inside, that godless is there.
I think we should just close our eyes and apply a lot of pressure.
I would say that there's two kinds of pressure.
Okay.
A pressure-based... I was accused that this is worse, but I would try to get away with this now. A pressure based on the recognition of your godless is a much easier kind of pressure than a pressure based upon do or die. You gotta do it. If not, you're gonna burn. You better do it. You gotta do our obligation. I'll give you two mishalim. Yeah? I remember the last day of my life that I didn't wear tzitzis.
How do you know you won't wear tzitzis?
No, the last day until now. Okay.
Yeah, are you at risk?
Bury you when they bury you the talis on. Oh,
yeah. That Kohen Gadol who went off after 70 years.
No, I'm wrong. They cut off the tzitzis, I think.
Oh, yeah?
See, that's it. It's the big, I think. No, don't they cut off the tzitzis?
When?
A leg LaRoche. When they bury you with the talis, I think they cut off.
Oh, yeah?
Because otherwise it's like, I think so. Anyway, the kids like this. So I must have been about 9 years old. Maybe 10 years old. So the Rebbe says to me, he says, you're such a good student. You should wear tzitzis all the time. That's all. If he would have said, you gotta wear tzitzis, what's the matter with you? Shigets. You are shigets. Leave me alone. You know, he says, you're such a good student. That's one. Second one, I heard once from Rav Palm, was when he was invited once to speak at the Yortzeit of the Rosh Yeshiva's father. So he said it's a Jewish word, but he says it represents Reb Dovid's approach. Says the Torah says, so the Darshan, they say there's two types of Torah. One is Amisech, and one is Lisisol of Chet. Amisech means you're such a great person. You're so choshe, you're so this. How could you do such a thing? Or, that's such a terrible thing that you did. It's such a crime. How do you do such a thing? So he says, be meichiach him by elevating him, saying, for you, for such a great man, it's pasnish to do such a thing, right? What?
I didn't see that.
For amisech, it's drush. What do you want? It's drush. Yeah, la amisech. Hochiach tochiach, reprimand the man, the greatness of the man. I don't burden him with the chayt. Because if I tell you how terrible the chayt is, when you walk away from me, you'll rationalize, it wasn't so terrible. It's over exaggerated. But I tell you how great you are when you walk away. Like, I'm not so great. I'm no good. I'm not. The feeling of good is a whole different type of thing. The Mela, I would say that the, well, how do we get to this? Oh, yeah, that the squeezing. That's right. In other words, the pressure in the context of the godless that's inside is a different kind of pressure. But someone, in fact, a few times over the years, people told me that this pressure is even more pressure.
I agree.
That pressure is even more pressure because it's much more powerful. The pressure of the godless. You're such a godly, you're such a great person. How could you not do that? In a sense, it creates even more pressure. It's more pleasant pressure, but it may be more pressure. For that, I don't have an answer. I don't know. Whatever. You do it with a smile. You do. Anyway, let's see the last one. Oh, it's later. Right? We got to stop. Re'uah b'nois es Yisrael, big dulosa. The other nations saw Klal Yisrael her greatness, like Ashruha, and they were Ma'asher, means they validated her. B'mahi kilusan, or what did they say? And they praised Klal Yisrael. What's the praise? That's the next person. Mises and Ashkof, and Shokho, Yov, Kalabona, Borokachama, Ayimo Kanin Gulas. Who is it that looks down, like the dawn, beautiful as the moon, bright as the sun, feared as the hosts of Malochim, whatever. Okay, we'll have to leave it. So well, that's what we're up to for next time.
Next time is after Pesach.
Yeah, what can we do? Well, you know, we gotta. have this holiday we have to observe.
This must be your favorite holiday.
Why? Because Shir HaShir.
Yeah.
Oh, they do Shir HaShir on Pesach?
Sure. What are you...
Are you kidding?
Do you even go to sleep, or are you just...
What?
After the Haggadah, you're supposed to recite.
Well, it took us just as long to do one.